This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are racing through the battleground states in these final few hours before Election Day. The AP's Julie Walker.
Republican Donald Trump asking voters in Pennsylvania to again make him leader of what he calls a failed nation, while unleashing a profane, conspiracy-laden rant asserting U.S. elections are not legitimate.
It's a crooked country, and we're going to make it straight. We're going to make it straight, and it's not an easy thing to do. They'll want to put you in jail because you want to make it straight.
Democrat Kamala Harris at a Michigan church saying God offers America what she calls a divine plan strong enough to heal division.
What kind of country do we want for our children and our grandchildren? A country of chaos, fear, and hate, or a country of freedom, justice, and compassion?
I'm Julie Walker.
Music legend Quincy Jones died at his home in Los Angeles last night. He was 91. The AP's Donna Warder with a look back.
Jones's vast legacy ranged from producing Michael Jackson's Thriller album to collaborating with Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, and hundreds of other recording artists. His family released a statement saying, "Although this is an incredible loss for our family, we celebrate the great life that he lived and know there will never be another like him." Quincy Jones, dead at 91. I'm Donna Warder.
Severe storms and tornadoes in Oklahoma on Sunday. Several people hospitalized. Power got knocked out for tens of thousands. It's back now for many. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says people smuggling should be viewed as a global security threat, similar to terrorism. He was talking to Interpol, the international law enforcement organization. This is AP News. The war in Ukraine is at a critical moment, with the Russian army making creeping gains on the battlefield and another hard winter ahead. And now, a visit from a foreign diplomat.
Germany's top diplomat has arrived in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, on an unannounced visit. The trip appears to be a show of European support for Ukraine. It comes on the eve of a U.S. presidential election that could bring far-reaching changes in Washington's policy towards Russia's all-out invasion of its neighbor. Germany is Ukraine's second biggest weapons supplier after the U.S., and Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock vowed that Berlin's backing would remain steadfast. The war is at a critical moment for Ukraine, with the Russian army making creeping gains on the battlefield and another hard winter ahead. I'm Karen Shamas.
A bus in India veered off a road and plunged into a deep gorge this morning, killing at least 36 people. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.